Welcome to this podcast about Sagavanirktok River and the Beaufort Sea in Alaska. The article is produced by Coast View, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. The Sagavanirktok River, also known as the Sag River, rises between the Endicott and Philip Smith Mountains in the Brooks Range and flows north for about 180 miles to the Beaufort Sea, roughly 105 miles west of Kaktivik and 12 miles northeast of Dead Horse, Alaska. Its Inupiat name, Sawanukto, meaning strong current, was recorded in 1901 by Samuel J. Marsh, a prospector. He is credited with discovering the first oil seep in the North Slope region, specifically near Cape Simpson. The river's delta, about 13 miles wide, is cut by several distributaries where it meets the Beaufort Sea coast between Foggy Island Gay and Prudhoe Bay. The Beaufort Sea coast has some of the fastest shoreline erosion rates in the world, and they appear to be increasing. A U.S. Geological Survey study of the coast found that average annual erosion rates climbed from about 20 feet a year between the mid-1950s and late 1970s to 45 feet a year between 2002 and 2007. Around Prudhoe Bay, continuous permafrost is thawing, which is accelerating both coastal and riverbank erosion. The Trans-Alaska Pipeline System and the Dalton Highway parallel the river's course from Attagun Pass in the Brooks Range to Dead Horse. The highway, mostly an unpaved two-lane gravel road, was built in 1974 to support construction of the pipeline. Winter overflow, known as aufice or icing, is a common feature of braided Arctic rivers like the Sagavanirktok, forming when shallow channels freeze and force water up through cracks or over the ice surface, sometimes building layers many feet thick. In late March and early April 2015, winter overflow from the Sagavanirktok River crossed the Dalton Highway near Dead Horse at several points, closing the road for 12 days while crews dug channels to redirect the water and ice back toward the river. The following month, during the spring ice breakup, flooding closed the highway again at several locations, this time for 18 days, the longest closure since the road was built and the first breakup-related flooding event of its kind. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.